Queen Wednesday, sicker than ever before. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and Charles Leonard Marlowe. Brendan Schaefer's on the ones and twos. The Plowhawk is in the Hamptons, along with John R. Seymour. You know him better as the Seamaster. Iggy is El Capitan this week, and Matt Whitener is behind the glass. Running things, Doug. So it's kind of a layout of the roster. Take a look at it and see what you think.
Okay.
Solid roster.
It's a nice roster.
We keep this roster together at the deadline. We don't deal because we're going to win this year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We tried to trade some of our prospects, but we really don't have a lot of those.
Low-hanging fruit?
Yeah. We're pretty lean and mean. And so we need everybody that we've got. And we weren't in a position to make any trades with KMOX this year. Maybe next year.
I saw Tom Ackerman just tweeted out yesterday, 20 years at KMOX. Congratulations to him, even though he's obviously a very difficult person to get along with and a bad guy with a Missouri Case Net page that pages for all his activity away from the radio station. We do congratulate him because I feel like we've been here for 20 years.
It feels longer. It feels longer that we've been coming out here.
Oh, no, that's 20 times. That's 20 different times.
20 different stations?
Right.
Doug, how long have you been at KMOV?
29 years.
What are they doing for your 30th year?
Ooh, you're going to get a nice little pin there.
I hope so. I would like a little pin.
Maybe a cake in the conference room? Snacks?
I don't think so.
Bring some soda?
I don't need anything.
Maybe a little... what do you call it, a little potluck?
Just to have the honor of working there is enough of a reward for me, Charlie.
And journalism. Every day, you're asking the tough questions about our local sports teams.
That's right. Boy, you got that right. You said a mouthful.
Guys, is anyone sponsoring Brendan's laugh this week? Well, the Post Sports Bar and Grill is the sponsor of the Plowhawks laugh. But essentially, that I think it's all-encompassing for the board operator.
That's honestly something that I think the Midday Grind should incorporate as much as Martin kind of references when I laugh at things. So I don't know what Charlie's
doing.
Sounds
like you're not happy with the business model of this station.
I'm just not sure what Charlie's doing. He talks a big game about going out getting sponsors.
Wow.
I'm just throwing it out there. I think it would be a good idea for revenue generation.
First of all,
as soon as the trade deadline passes, the young upstarts really voice their displeasure.
That's right. Got a little
Can't
job
wait to see
security.
His Instagram post later today.
I'll just say a couple things here. Kennelwood Pet Resorts, Miller Furniture, thank you very much. As far as Brendan Schaefer.
What was that? I felt like we got weaved. They just weaved in.
He asked about sponsors. I got a couple.
You did, sure.
That's all I'm saying. But Brendan's laugh, it is very loud. I never know, though, because Brendan, please answer the question when I bring this up. I don't ever know if your mic is on during the show, for example. Brendan, and also Rockio, Rockman, love you both. You guys both have booming laughs. So sometimes I wonder, is your mic on? Is that overpowering? Can people all hear that? Or is that me, because I'm 4 feet away from you, I can really hear it?
This is actually a really good question. Typically, I try to turn the mic off for the laugh, because I know you'll still be able to hear it, but it's kind of it gives it a little bit of a background layer, and that's what I'm going
for. An ambiance.
Yeah. Don't say background layer.
Well, I like that, Brendan.
That's kind of how I view it, how I visualize the situation. So, yeah, normally the mic is off. If I had just said something, maybe I haven't turned it off in time if somebody cracks a funny.
Doug, it's like a good Nat sound pop. Like in a sports package, you might say, the Cardinals didn't do anything at the deadline. Crack of the bat. Crack. We'll see what happens next.
Are those still going on? The Nat sound. Remember when I was there, and we called it. I can't remember what the first word was, but it was like videographer masturbation, because it was really only being done for the videographer himself.
Sot vo sot.
Where it's like pops and then the story, like the words are chopped up for like the sweep of a broom and then the crack of a bat.
Oh,
and then
I like that.
Is that going on or is that over?
If
you want to win,
you hated it and you absolutely hate it.
Well, I don't think it's how people listen. If you're trying to tell a story, that's not how people it's not how people talk, and it's not how people listen. You can have some sound.
It's so journalism school hack.
But to talk in half of a phrase and then to bring up sound, just to bring it up.
Short staccato sentences, choppy sentences, bring the story to life with Nat sound. Doug, when I talk about baseball, as you say, the Cardinals crack are playing pop of the glove. And then I say, they're taking on the Milwaukee fans going Brewers.
It's just not how people listen. It's not how they talk.
And think about this. Brewers, a pop of a beer can.
Right.
Think about that. That story now has come to life via Nat sound.
I don't know that it's come to life. I'd like to keep it as a background layer.
You just chastised Brendan.
Yeah, but I felt like I was going to use it.
He likes it now.
Yeah. First of all, Doug, you're lying because every golf, I promise you, every local golf story you've ever done has started with a nice tee shot. Mm-hmm. Local golfers are over at St. Albans for a big tournament.
I don't know.
You've done it every single story.
I haven't done it
every
story.
And you know I'm right.
Well, I've done it a lot of stories. But I don't then say half a sentence and have the ball go into the cup, especially loud.
How about this? This would be a good exercise. Why don't you right now do your FS1 Doug rant about something using just a few Nat sound pops along the way? Go.
I don't have any Nat sound pops along the way.
Why don't you talk about what should happen between Yachty, Matheny, Instagram, Carson Kelly, with a few Nat sound pops? Please
I don't have the Nat sound pops with me. I'm not going to do
that. How
about
this? Okay.
Don't tell me what to rant about.
You do the talking. When you stop, I'll provide the pop. Go ahead.
Yachty, you got to get off the internet. You're causing
crack
problems. You and Matheny have got to get along. You got three more.
Strike three, you're out.
Years ahead in your contract.
Ball four.
What is Carson Kelly?
That's a winner.
The young rookie got a
walk-off winner.
Do for 3 years.
The Cardinals lose again.
All right. Is that the kind of story you'd like to see?
Not as good as I thought it would be.
Okay.
I thought it kind of flowed. That could be an Emmy in the making right there.
Well, it might be.
If we have a kid, if we could do that story with a young kid overcoming adversity, throw a little bit of dramatic music.
And some dissolve edits.
Couple dissolves. Mm-hmm. Boom.
Slow dissolve.
Emmy. Regional Emmy, baby.
Right. That's what it's all about.
That is what it's all about.
The money really starts to pour in. It really starts to... They call you in the office and say, hey, you want an Emmy? How about a little $10,000 raise?
But come on. You don't like
sure
when you're watching...
Ever happened anywhere.
You don't like watching like a big-time Dateline story where like a guy goes to jail and they say, and he's locked up for 35 years.
Jail
close
cell
the jail
closes.
Cell.
Every
Boom.
Story ends that way. Yeah.
Come on. That's good stuff.
Well.
It's creative, Jack.
It's okay. I don't know how else you're going to end your story about going to jail.
Walking into the sunset.
Yeah. That
horseback backwards. Ride. Like a guy and his cellmate on a horseback.
Or like Shawshank Redemption.
They don't allow you to ride horses in jail.
They're on the beach.
Right.
Building the boat. They hug.
Well, they're out of jail at that point.
Correct. It's a good, happy ending.
Okay.
Different story.
All right.
Now you look dumb.
Okay. Well,
Brooks was here. So was Red.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
Say what to nail? Say what to nail?
Guantanamera. Wyclef, 96. And then he did the thing with Shakira 10 years later. Hips don't lie. Am I right?
Now, there's a woman we spoke about earlier with the whole booty thing. Shakira, also, she was pre-Kardashian. Doesn't get enough credit, Doug.
Well, give her some credit then.
I will.
I don't like a booty that's two axe handles wide. No, thank you. No.
I don't know if she really has a real round arse so much as her ability to shake it because she is a belly dancer in Colombia. Not Justin in Colombia.
Okay.
Colombia.
All right.
Bogota? She grew up like, or no, it was the beautiful woman, Sofia Vergara. She grew up like a couple blocks away from Edgar Renteria.
Really?
Sofia Vergara did. Fun facts for no one tell. Yep. How about that?
I like her, and I like that show, Modern Family.
I never watched it.
Yeah,
good. Is it still on?
I don't know if it's still on.
Doug, is it still on?
I've watched it for a couple seasons here and there, and it's very funny.
Well, my recommendation is The Defiant Ones. Got one more episode to go. Oh, so.
Is it good? I got all four DVR to watch it.
You're with me on this, Matt Whitener.
Am
He's
I
talking
with
into the microphone.
Am I actually with you?
It's just not happening.
It's kind of cute.
You like watching Matt type.
Yeah, because I think he thinks he's talking to us still. Like even right now. He's still saying the words.
He could be dropping F-bombs and we just have no idea. Yeah, Iggy, it's outstanding.
I may watch that tonight.
Stevie Nicks is in there. I think she's gotten a little something done here over the last couple of years.
Possibly. I'm going to see her in about a month.
Oh, really? What are you guys doing?
You were intimate with her once before.
She's in town September 12th at the Family Arena.
Where she is.
It might be the same.
Is that Fleetwood Mac or is it her?
Just her.
Just her.
So who's her opening act? Christy McVie.
I heard it and I've never heard of the person. So
don't know who it is.
Joshua?
I've never heard of the person.
No, we don't know.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
You think she'll do White Winged Dove?
Probably. There'll be so many songs that the microphone will go into the crowd to sing along because she can't hit the notes anymore.
Yeah. How old is she, you think? What do you think, 64?
I don't know.
I think 62, I guess. 62. Maybe 63. Yeah, you said 64, so I'm sure she's 64.
Yeah, boom. Closing in on retirement.
Boom. So no, she's not retiring. She's still playing.
Closing in on it, though, at that age. Wow.
There are singers that are 70. Look at Tony Bennett.
Wow, she's 69, baby.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
And she was married to Kim Anderson.
Yeah, for wow.
The Mizzou basketball coach?
Yeah. But their marriage lasted less time than his tenure
years.
In Columbia.
Yeah. I was going to say a month.
1 year deal, apparently.
Well, she.
Why Stevie Nicks married her best friend's husband?
Her best friend died, and they had a kid, and she married him for her.
Yeah. Gave up on Kim.
Gave up too soon, Doug.
Mm-hmm. Where's he coaching at now?
Did it for the kid.
Pittsburgh State. The Gorillas. Right. Pittsburgh State Gorillas.
Nice. I saw that Neil Diamond. I think he's about 76. Seriously.
76 Bills? Did you enjoy the show? Did Jess enjoy the show?
I'm not going to lie. I love Neil Diamond. Jess did not enjoy the show.
Why?
And I really wanted to go just so I could say, because I like Neil Diamond's music, and I wanted to see him. You never know, Doug, how long he's going to tour.
Right.
And I have to admit, I'm very much an optimist. I'm glass half full. Luckily, the tickets were only like, I think, $18 a piece. I was underwhelmed.
Really?
He kind of talks the songs. He's very nice. Not a lot of energy, as you'd expect.
When you go to the concert, don't you kind of want to hear the songs like they played, like they sounded on the radio? You don't want him to redo it, change the pacing or talk or anything. I want to hear them like they sound on the radio.
I know
that's almost impossible to pull it off with a production that goes
on. And when you're 70, it's kind of hard to go back when he was 32 singing his hits. Right. He can't sing like nobody can at that age.
I also thought...
Tony Bennett.
I was just going to say, he was in Hollywood Bowl the other night, 91.
Almost 91.
And Lady Gaga got up and did a duet with him.
She was there. Wow, wow, wow.
And I think she started her tour last night in Vancouver.
Oh, talk about that. She'll be in St. Louis in November.
I'll send a recap and the links tomorrow for you.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Chris Stapleton's in town on Saturday, and I just, I'm a huge fan. And Anna Marie's like, can we go, you think? And I'm like, God, I don't know about taking you out to... What is it called now? Hollywood Casino Amphitheater? Am I right on that?
Yeah, if you get seats, you're fine. Get seats under the tent, you're fine.
I don't know.
What are you worried about?
Well, just, I mean, it's
giving birth
a little
right
tough.
There.
Well, not necessarily that, although I guess now that you bring that in, I suppose it's in the range.
Yeah.
But, just getting around, and obviously at this point, it's a little different program. But yeah, I'm a big Stapleton. You guys, anybody Stapleton fans in here? Nurse, Nancy, Chasey Lane, anybody? Brendan
I've
Schaefer.
Heard of him.
The country guy, yeah.
No. Well, if you say I'm like the country guy, it's like you're not. It's like you're aware of
well,
it, but not necessarily.
I'm
fan
making,
of. That's
I'm
my
making
read.
Sure that I there's not a different Stapleton that I'm unaware of. Chris right. Stapleton, I guess, is who you're talking right. about. Yes, I like country music in general, so I am a fan of his.
See, I've changed. People tell me you have to give things a chance, and sometimes I don't. I just automatically poo-poo things.
Don't poo-poo it.
Yeah. But I've been listening to The Bull lately, and I'm kind of digging country music.
This is Jimmy the Bull. He has a podcast. He talks about the size of his love.
93, and he sent me or he showed me a D-pic once.
How in the world did that come up?
He was talking about Hedo, and he said, tell me about this toga night. And I had a picture on my phone of me and the girl who dresses me, Debbie, for lingerie night, in a toga. And it was a nice toga. It looked like Caesar. It wasn't wide open with something hanging out. It was... And he goes, here, I got one of mine. And he shows me a picture of his thing. I walked outside. I was flabbergasted. I didn't ask for that.
Was he trying to lure you into?
Maybe he wanted to, he was impressed. I don't know.
Yeah, that is an odd thing to do, to walk up to a guy you don't know and show him a picture of your love.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Or is that more common than I know?
I don't think it's that common.
It's standard now.
No. I don't think it is.
Millennials.
I remember the days when I used to exchange business cards.
Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Doug, this is Travis the percussionist for press conference Wednesday.
Oh, hello, Travis. Travis? Travis!
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Doug, did you lose your tam-tam mallet?
No, I've got it. I've got it right there.
Oh, you found it? Yeah. Okay. Well, I just listened to a little bit. I podcasted at the beginning of the show, and it sounded like you couldn't find it. So.
Well, yeah, it was missing for a while. I found it on the floor.
Well, that's good. I noticed you haven't really been calling it the Tam Tam. You kind of slipped back into gong usage, but I think that's okay.
Well, thank you. I was really wanting your approval on that. I appreciate you calling in and telling me it's okay.
Hey, if I'm going to pay all this money to get a master's in percussion, I got to put it to you somehow.
That's
all
right.
Okay. We're talking about holding people accountable. This is how I'm trying to hold you accountable,
all right.
Doug.
And how's the degree coming?
I'm done with it.
You got the master's in percussion.
Yeah, remember? I'm about to move back to Iowa now.
Doug, you're supposed to remember all of the callers. You
know, I vaguely remember. I vaguely remember it.
I don't know how you don't remember that.
Okay, you're going to get a job with the Des Moines Symphony Orchestra or something? What do you do with them?
That would be nice.
Okay,
yeah,
but you're not
great.
Good enough, are you? You're not good enough. Or you don't own your own timpani drum.
I don't own timpani. That would be good, though. Those are a little pricey.
Yeah, how much?
I don't even know, like hundreds of thousands.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Really?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars?
Depending on
a drum. It's a drum.
Oh, copper.
I'd pay, you know,
kettle.
$38.
the kettle's all copper, Doug. You
gotta
go,
of course.
If you get the nice ones, you put in the order, and then they go start to mine the copper.
Ooh.
No fooling.
Chester Copper Pot.
Okay, so what are you going to do in Iowa with this somewhat meaningless degree?
I'm going to go watch the Hawkeyes, man. What do you guys think of the 6.5 over-under for Iowa this year, football?
I don't know. I saw they were picked last in the Big 10's whatever division. What division is that?
West.
Charlie? West?
The West.
Doug, where are you?
Not the Legends and Leaders. Yeah, they tried.
That's the easier division, though.
It is, yeah. Well, you got Northwestern, you got Wisconsin, you got Nebraska. I don't know.
So you got this meaningless degree, and now you're left with nothing to do but watch football.
Yeah, that's pretty much how life goes these days, I think.
Yeah, you going to try to teach or anything, or are there no real students who want
to? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what would your specialty be? Something with the claves?
I don't know if that'd be my specialty, but I do enjoy a nice clave.
Yeah, I do,
nice
too.
Nice 2-3 or a 3-2 sewn clave.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. It really adds a lot to a tune, that's for sure.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Charlie, I wanted to say hey, because I
Doug, this is press conference Wednesday.
What's up, Trav?
What's up, man? I like that you guys play some, like, 90s alt rock on the midday grind with, like, some Presidents and stuff.
Yeah, that's all Chris Gardner. Give all the credit to him. He's our music guy.
He's doing a good job.
He is.
Right.
Not that Plowsy doesn't do a good job with some sick tunes in the mornings, but I think I like that you guys throw it back to the 90s a little bit. It's pretty fun.
That was kind of my formative year, so I appreciate it. I was being serious. I was born in 1982.
Come
90s
on, the music.
Music
is on for 10 seconds at the start of
yeah,
the segment.
Yeah, but it's
not
no.
a big part of the show.
No, first of all.
It gets the mood going.
Yes, exactly. It provides energy for the segment, just in the same way you have Ween Wednesday.
Right.
It doesn't provide any energy.
Everybody's
it's a
feeling
time
it.
Killer. That's all it is a time killer. You come out of a commercial, you don't want to just start talking. You play some music. Oh, it sounds like the show's coming back on. Don't try to make more of it than it is.
No, it is, because all you guys have is audio, right? This is the radio business. And
clip that off.
Charlie was just talking about. Charlie was just talking about how, like, when he's doing his newscast, and you get the sound bits in there in mm-hmm. between, right? Like the back crack. And
yeah.
He's using some nice music terminology, like staccato.
Yep.
And I think you have to see it because in our minds, when we're listening, we're drawing pictures of and we're making images of what you guys are doing, and I think
Doug, do you draw pictures?
We're just
when
sitting here. We're simply sitting at a desk. Someone call it a dais.
I would.
This guy, though, he gets it. As a percussionist, he understands the importance of music, of bringing the stories to life with a little cha-cha-cha.
I think we're making more of it than just what's really there. We're just sitting here.
Think about the hot take bell. That right there,
it's percussion.
A percussion
Correct.
Instrument that has brought this show
yep.
a little closer to the people.
Yep.
Okay.
And the tam-tam.
Right.
Okay, and the tam-tam.
We have a little gong, we have a little bell, and that's what you take out of this show. That's your big takeaway, being a
two of my
masters.
I mean, Tim's voice is kind of like a melody all the time. It's just, you could write songs just about it.
Okay.
But
people
I
have.
Really, yeah, it's a good, just the soundscape of the show is something
don't say
that
soundscape.
I appreciate.
Don't say soundscape. It doesn't
what
mean that you know.
Timbre?
It doesn't mean you know more about radio because you used a word like soundscape. It's just not a phrase,
no.
a term that we throw around loosely around here.
Travis is absolutely right, though. Think about email of the day. Does that segment sound the same without that music underneath that we're all used to by now?
Yep. It's like Pavlov's dog, Jack.
That's right. It certainly makes a lot of people salivate.
I don't know that it does. I don't know that it does.
Charlie gets it.
What you need to do is maybe spend another semester and get some degree that you can really do something with. And stop worrying about our little buttons and our little gongs and everything else and our soundscape.
I could study some journalism.
I wouldn't suggest that.
Stick with the percussion.
Get yourself a business degree.
What did you guys think? So if I can go a little bit, I don't want to bash on the guy from yesterday with the article that you guys were talking about. I really liked how you guys broke that down. It seemed interesting to me that he was mentioning Berkman and mentioning covering the story, but didn't seem interested in pursuing Berkman in any other ways. And I don't know what you would make of this read on that whole situation, but I felt like if he wasn't going to make much effort to talk to Berkman specifically, but he still wanted to write the story, I guess insinuating, you know, without directly saying it, that the Cardinals are doing anti-LGBT things, but then it just seemed like Tim, you were kind of mentioning, it was a little bit of a stretch with some of the stuff he was saying. And if that was the story he wanted to chase, doesn't he have a little bit of responsibility to actually try to maybe a couple other ways to get Berkman or get some of these other guys, which he could potentially do? What do you guys think about that?
He was passing off some opinions as facts. And I realize that often happens. In 2017, it's not limited to sports. It's certainly in politics as well. You hear a lot of political analysts finish their sentence with right, to include the supposition that what you're saying is right, and everybody agrees with you on the panel. But Doug, you say the term deus.
I rarely use it.
So I had to stop him on that, because if you're going to say the Cardinals are only doing Pride Night for money, I would like you to have an example of that. He was also saying, and that we pointed out, on Game of Thrones or Star Wars night, it's not like there's stormtroopers addressing the crowd after the game. And his whole thing was there aren't speakers for Pride Night. As far as Lance Berkman, I get what he was trying to do. Lance Berkman's story is almost 2 years old at this point regarding that ad in the 2015 Houston election, Texas election.
And he walked those comments back too, right?
Yeah, I mean, he made it clear that he wasn't looking. He felt like he said some things that he, when it gets down to it, he really didn't want to say, but he was just doing what he was asked to do by the campaign. So I think the angle was the Cardinals having him there and therefore getting comments from the Cardinals, although I would agree with you that getting Lance Berkman would certainly help, but Lance Berkman is not a member of the Cardinals. And so that was the reason why, if you're going to participate in the speech, what were your thoughts on Lance Berkman? And I also would say this, because if you recall, and it was, I think, 11 years ago, there was a stem cell initiative in Missouri. And Jeff Supon and Kurt Warner both were part of a commercial in which they spoke out against it. Now, I would like to think that since stem cell research has become, a mainstream part of medical research, that most people would say it's a good thing, but there are some people who disagree with it most of the time for religious reasons. If that is their opinion, God bless them. I disagree with them, but I don't want people to feel like they will suffer consequences from pitchfork mafias on social media or elsewhere for expressing an opinion, because it stifles the open marketplace of ideas. And that's why I am all for Lance Berkman expressing a view that I personally disagree with. At the same time, I want OutSports to be able to cover it. I feel like it cuts both ways. And the issue for the Cardinals right now is if OutSports can provide examples, which they claim they are going to do this afternoon, that the Cardinals have credentialed websites and have credentialed websites for non-baseball game events, then that would go against the statement explaining why OutSports wasn't credentialed. And I think the story gets more national attention. It's already gotten some national attention. It was on Around the Horn with Sarah Spain using her time to condemn the Cardinals for it. I felt like she took some liberty with what the actual facts of the article at this point are. But that's what happens. It becomes a talking point that people debate on cable news and write blogs about, and the facts are left in the rearview mirror. And I personally hate that, no matter if I agree with it or disagree with it.
Well, and that's one of the many great things about you, Tim.
And how long is this call?
Ring it.
He can go as long as he wants at this point.
If all he said, if he said that all the Cardinals were doing was giving out the hats, I think you guys had read a little bit after your call.
We did, that they're giving money to Pride STL and a scholarship.
Yeah, right. So that's...
So it's inaccurate, and that's the thing. That's the thing. Even if I, that's the thing. You don't have to, Travis. I am going to let you go at this point because,
of course, yeah.
I feel like Doug might lose it.
Well, love you, Trav.
Thank you, Travis. Good luck to the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Take the over.
Jesus, phone battery is going to die if this call lasts any longer.
But you can have views that oftentimes would seem to be conflicting, such as I'm not a huge fan of Mike Matheny's postseason management strategy in multiple years. However, I disagree with Yadier Molina doing what he's done. So those two thoughts can exist, whereas you don't have to just come down on I'm anti-Matheny, so therefore I'll be pro-Molina line. And on this, I'm all for OutSports getting a credential if other websites and blogs have received credentials. At the same time, even as somebody who is agnostic and speaks about it openly, when I realize it's not particularly popular, it's certainly not mainstream, and it's even less popular in St. Louis, I am all for the Cardinals having a Christian day, and all for Lance Berkman speaking his mind, even though I personally disagree with his opinion. And I think we can progress that way, as opposed to trying to stifle out people who we disagree with. Like, for example, something that's a talking point right now is you have college campuses not allowing right-wing speakers on campus under the guise of, tolerance. And I go, what? Don't you see how that's a conflict? You might not like what they say, but if you truly want to be tolerant, then you let everybody come to the table. I don't know. That's where I am on it.
You brought up a word, progress. I like to look at things big picture. And so I'm, for this particular situation, I'm not going to focus on the minutia. And if you're a social liberal, or if you want the Cardinals to have a Pride night, the Cardinals this year, and maybe due to pressure and also because the Blues have had a Pride night, the Cardinals have a Pride night, and for this cause, that is progress. Is it perfect? No. Sometimes does progress happen as quickly as some people want it? No. But I think it's fair to say overall, this is progress for this cause with the Cardinals having Pride night. So maybe things improve beyond that. At least it is a good first step this year with them having this theme night. Doug?
Yeah, they can have all the theme nights they want. I don't care what theme nights they have. Have at it. They're running a business, and they have every right to run it however they want to run it. And if you don't like the way they run it, don't support their product. But you can't dictate to them how they run their business. And they have every right to decide who gets credentials and who gets to come in free to their stadium and their events. They just do.
But as a fan base, I do think overall the people can speak with their dollars, whether they are for or against something. For example, if there's a big backlash to one of these events, whatever it is, if all of a sudden Cardinals fans are so ticked off about it, they're not coming to games. Excuse me.
Then it matters.
That's where obviously that has affected their business and their bottom line, and maybe they change course. And again, I'm not talking specifically about this night, whether it be any night, whether it be not winning baseball games, and all of a sudden people stop coming.
The same thing. If they do something in the management of their business that turns people off, it'll affect them. If they put a bad team on the field and the team's not in the race, it's going to hit their bottom line. If they make a mistake or do something that a lot of people dislike with some fan night, they'll pay for that too. But they have a pretty good track record of making the right mistakes, which is why the franchise is worth so much money.
It's not this hour. The 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Design Air. And Doug, you have done business with Design Air recently.
I have. Thank golly that I have. Because my house was so darn hot, that second floor, I would say, well, you know what? I'm just kind of losing the will to go upstairs and go to sleep because it's so darn hot up there. Not anymore, because I had Seth Goldkamp come out there with Design Air, and boy, they got me fixed up real nice. Like, Seth from Design Air took a look at the home and the ductwork, recommended a specific train furnace to improve airflow to the second floor. That's where the blower comes from, the furnace, and that's what I needed was a new furnace.
That sound pop.
The installers were out there, and they put in the new furnace. And the blower was blowing cool air. It used to just kind of stop at the first floor, but now that the blower...
Oh, this house is so comfortable and cool.
It's blowing air up to the second floor. Those are the very words that we've been using. The house has never been as comfortable as it is now.
I love Design Air. I'll never shop anywhere else.
If your house isn't comfortable, do yourself a favor and call Design Air and ask for the Doug Vaughn furnace.
There's actually a Doug Vaughn furnace?
I guess. That's what it says. As for the Doug Vaughn furnace treatment.
Is that like the Cleveland steamer?
It's not like that at all. It is a high efficiency
hold on a second, real
blower
quick.
In the furnace.
Any adult content here?
Well, not really, no. Okay. No, this is just good old-fashioned air conditioning is all this is.
But you have a furnace, bro.
Well, I have both. It's all tied in there together because the blower is on the furnace and the air conditioning comes in from outside and then it blows it up to the second floor. I'm starting to like it more.
Hold on. I have to go get a coat. It's so cool.
Yeah, well, you can turn it down at the thermostat.
Nice.
314. And the thermostat, by the way, we can control remote control it on an app. We don't have to be in the house. And we say we're not going to be there for a while.
That's helpful.
We'll turn the temperature up and not cool an empty house.
That's a nice play. I didn't know about that.
I'm walking in tall cotton now.
Yeah, you are bragging a little bit.
Thanks to Design Air. 314-739-1600 or online at Design Air. And put an E on the end of air if you don't mind.
Yeah, if you could. Although they have both domains. They do have both domains.
DesignAirService.com.
Doug has a furnace. I have a smooth, smooth face, Jack. And it's because of Harry's razors. Save time and money with Harry's. They're able to provide you an amazing quality shave at an affordable price. By owning the factory and taking less profits, they pass those savings directly on to you. Over 3 million guys have made the switch to Harry's. 100% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Great news. Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades. They're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. We have partnered with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Head over to harrys.com/InsideSTL to get it now. Get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer for free. All you do is just cover a few bucks in shipping. That's it. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/InsideSTL. That's harrys.com/InsideSTL. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. The cat is on the road. Charlie is in today. Ben Fredrickson in tomorrow, as I hear tell. And the cat is back on Friday. That's what we've got for you, Doug. Okay. But when the cat's on the road, it's brought to you by Four Seasons Penske Truck. Just look for the big gold truck, Four Seasons Penske Truck Rental. Okay?
Okay. You know what struck me? If you're a dad and you've got a son or daughter playing baseball or softball, and you're tired of them batting 12th on a 13-person team,
right?
Maybe you ought to get into 314 Sports and do something about it, all right? Yeah. You're hitting .179 on a 10-year-old team. You know, your future doesn't look real bright, frankly.
Hold on.
You need to be at least in the top 10 in the batting. Yes.
Kyle Schwarber's hitting like a .180 with a bunch of bomb skis.
Right. Well, he didn't when he was 10 years old.
You don't know that.
And one of the ways he got better going to places like 314 Sports. Not 314 specifically, because he's not from around in here.
Okay.
But there are people who are from here. Luke Voigt, for one, who went to 314 Sports. Look at him now.
Yep.
He was not hitting 12th on his Little League team because he got in there and he used their state-of-the-art training center and the fabulous coaches they have to improve his stroke. And they've got that great HitTrax baseball simulator now, which is really cool. They've set up the TV monitor and they plug in any major league park. And when you hit the ball, it tracks exactly where it would go in that major league park. Very cool. The kids love it. It's a fantastic place. 314-963-1110. That'd be their phone number. I said it fast and you weren't ready to write it down. 314-963-1110. You probably won't remember that, so I'll give you the website, 314sports.com. You go there and you call and they will get you taken care of. They also have summer camps there for the kids.
Doug, if you want to join the fan page, there's currently a breakdown of whose mics are louder than others.
All right. I'm not going to join it. The page has got adult content.
Can I just say, though, I used to not like the fan page.
Especially, oh, my God, this is a revelation.
No, hold on. Especially the other one. And it used to
Bobby Bestel's. I tried to acquire that.
I heard that. Tough negotiation, though. Mm-hmm. He had a lot of other offers. But also, it used to be every post was a picture of Doug photoshopped on
we got rid of that.
That's my point. And now, I think the fan page is very fun. It's funny. And there truly are. There's a core group of really good dudes for the most part.
Amen,
and
Jack.
You know what? They hang out together. They hang out and watch fights and UFC and boxing and sporting events. And I'm being serious when I say this. They've become really good buddies through the fan page, and I think that's very cool.
Doug, why don't you find some friends on the fan page?
I don't need any extra friends there. You know, I wouldn't walk into a prison looking to make a lot of lifelong friends, and that kind of feels like what that would be like.
Your son attended one of these social gatherings the other night, I believe, to watch some UFC.
I think he was in part of the Goober 11. Is he in
that group? He might be Goob 11.
I think he might be all day.
That's a gang?
Yeah, it's the Plowboys gang.
Yeah, it's one of the Facebook.
There's the CJ6, there's the Goob 11, there's the Wildwood 1. That's just Steve Wildwood by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's all these factions.
Warring factions.
There's warring factions. Now it's like Gangs of New York.
That's a wound.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
That's a kill.
Daniel Day-Lewis, retired from acting, Jack.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't he always retire and then he goes and lives in a shed for 7 years and he comes back and he wins
Lana
an Oscar?
Rhodes.
Abe Lincoln. I saw Dunkirk last night.
How was it?
I was a little bit disappointed in it because I'm a huge World War II movie fan. And I thought this was
raved about it.
I thought this was a little bit disjointed, a little bit.
Talk about our show or are you talking about the film?
Well, both. Both. It didn't really tell the story of Dunkirk very accurately at all. And there was like, they kept playing the same scene over and over from different perspectives. It's not done chronologically.
Maybe something was wrong with the projector.
Was there Nat
no,
sound?
No, there was nothing wrong with it. There
Nat
was
sound,
there
gunshots?
Was Nat sound. Yeah, a lot of bullets.
Isn't that what that porn star Wiz Khalifa that we had on said that?
Doug?
I don't remember exactly
we
what
we played
she
the
said.
Clip earlier in the week, or maybe last week. She said she couldn't tell the uniforms apart. She didn't know when the war was ending, and...
Well,
but she's just stupid, but now you're saying
the war didn't end in 1940, yeah, so it was not going to end. But even the main character, they didn't develop his character to make you really feel for him at all. There was no personality. All the guys looked about the same, so you didn't know who was drowning and who was running. It just, I didn't think it was movie-making at its best.
You could have done better.
No, I couldn't. But Spielberg could have certainly made it come to life, I think. I would give it... C plus, B minus, something.
Wow, wow,
in there.
Wow.
While we're doing reviews, I know we have to get to email today. Two nights ago, I saw an awesome documentary about Princess Di. Princess
Di. Oh, is this done by her sons?
No.
Is it on HBO?
I can't remember honestly what channel it was, but if we look it up, I'm sure it's on demand.
So it's a bee's knees. Yeah, I mean, it's been on HBO. I haven't watched it yet.
It was really good.
Well, now I'll watch it.
About the conspiracy theory of if her death was actually a setup, whether it be by MI6. British intelligence, what have you, but it's very, very interesting and a lot of stuff I'd never heard about if that was actually a setup that someone wanted her dead.
Damn, Gina.
A setup for a car wreck?
I'll just give you a little tease here. When she died, they had camera footage when she leaves the hotel. Obviously, you have footage at the end, you know, when the car is there destroyed. There were 12 security cameras in Paris where you could have caught her. You could have seen the car going through tunnels, going on the highway. Obviously, they have these security cameras to monitor speeding. That particular night, all 12 of them malfunctioned. There is no footage of her leaving the hotel in that car until you see the car wrecked. Now, isn't that weird? 12 cameras. 12 cameras from when she left the hotel to when the car crash occurred were all malfunctioning.
Well, who would have the motive to... kill Princess Di? Charles?
British intelligence.
Why?
She was talking.
About what?
Revealing secrets.
What secrets?
Bastard children. I don't know. I'm just telling you, watch this documentary and then give me your take.
As long as all the documentary is dealing with just facts and not facts
Listen,
that they're making up
no,
to make a point.
There's a lot of letters that she wrote. There's a lot of people she spoke with before she died where she said things like, if things happen to me, where she kind of foreshadowed this happening.
You know,
there were people calling her and threatening her.
Really? You know who lives now in Dodi Fayed's house?
Who's that?
Stan Kroenke.
Really?
The steamer.
Mm-hmm. Julie Andrews used to live in that mansion there.
She's got a receding hairline.
Yeah, and then Dodi Fayed, and then Kroenke.
The steamer.
Stan K.
Mm-hmm.
It all comes back to him.
Doug also finishes off with the Hot Shots email of the day. Jack! See how important this music is? The percussion Travis spoke of?
Okay.
Hey, lovers, let me spin a little yarn for the thrice of yous. So just this past eve, I was at the local grocer picking up some of that rice-a-roni, you know, the San Francisco treat.
Rice-a-roni. I'll sing that while you do the email.
Okay, it'll be fun.
Rice-a-roni.
Well, next thing I know, down the aisle comes a young Larry Nickel prodigy. This youngster was sitting in his race car cart playing wrestling entrance songs and making his mom feel like an idiot
for not knowing that Seth Rollins comes out to that one song called Burn It Down. So, of course, I pulled up a picture of a famous wrestler in a gimp mask and asked the youngster if he could name him. The young boy struggled with awful guesses like Rey Mysterio and Kane. I said, "No, young man, that is the infamous Plops." He looked at me befuddled. Surprisingly, I'm no longer allowed at that grocer. With love and regret, the Loomster.
Saute and simmer. The flavor can't be beat.
Loomster.
Loomster.
Oh, Loomster.
I thought that was your job.
I was trying to remember more lyrics to them.
Hey, boys. In a previous life, I was a looper for that big bull, Nancy Lopez.
She wasn't a bull.
Let me tell you, boys, she is a no-nonsense type of gal. One time after a bad round, we were at the clubhouse restaurant. While she was chomping on a double fudge brownie, I reminded her that if she wants to shoot well, she needs to focus on the FUPA transition.
No.
She stopped eating and stared a hole through me while dripping fudge off her chin.
It didn't.
She then kicked me in the nut pouch and powerbombed me through the table. It's okay, though. I got the last laugh on my way out of the restaurant.
No. Who was it, Tim?
Mae Young's newborn hand.
Mae Young's newborn hand just got himself suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name will appear in the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension log. You'll Hot Shots, 11 locations, one near you. I'm writing it down with the right business products pen.
Howdy. If you saw my last Instagram post, fellas, I think you'll finally get the message I'm trying to send. It shows a picture of me and Martin Kilcoin saying, "Missing this man right here, Marty Kilcoin. He's the only one who made the morning grind morning after. Just call me Angel of the Morning shows tolerable. Hashtag old school comedy." If I had to send out cryptic tweets where I lie about how fond I was of producer Joe, the non-gay Weezer, and evil David Letterman, I will do so. Maybe it's the kick in the pants this program needs to be funny again. Understand, rubber band? Doug, that comes from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
What I learned from the show today, Iggy has started listening to country music. I can already imagine what that apricot fruit leather will look like in cowboy boots. Please, Iggy, for the love of God, buy some cowboy boots, take up line dancing, and live stream it nonstop. It'll be like an orange country version of the California Raisins.
Mm.
We're laughing at, not with you.
Stop.
That's from Timmy Tom Tom.
That's bad.
That sounds like percussion.
Tom,
Timmy Tom Tom.
Good morning, fellas. I heard you guys asking questions about the dark web earlier. I may have some answers. You asked how one accesses this obscure digital space. Place a pineapple outside your front door after midnight and await further instructions. Then once you've been approved by a guy named Bobby Bestel, you'll have access to encrypted areas of the World Wide Web, not beholden to the regular internet's stringent code of ethics and decency. It's a place where arms dealers, pedophiles, drug dealers, Iggy, and other groups interested in keeping illicit activity private can come together and talk it over. The entire catalog of Iggy's audio postcards are readily available, and most importantly, Deke Dotem is completely free. Come on in. The water's warm. That comes from the mailer demon.
The mailer demon. He's new.
Hey, guys. Spoiler.
I've gotten that myself. I've gotten it.
So you know the mailer demon.
Yeah, you send an email to the wrong address, and it'll come back, no, the mailer demon.
Hey guys, spoiler alert, there is homoerotic adult content in this email. For about an hour and 45 minutes, I could have sworn I was listening to a couple of 101 ESPN wannabes, but nay. At roughly 8:52, we slipped back into dark TMA, where he just flat broke down the ins and outs of how A-Rod plans to avoid making babies with J-Lo. Here's my flowchart of how I avoid knocking up the stepdads who are relentlessly gay at my summer clothing optional twister tournaments. 1. Check to make sure they are indeed a gentleman. If yes, proceed to step 2. If no, I still proceed because I'm a freak. 2. Do mouth stuff. But if they are afflicted with the horrible disease gingivitis, proceed to option 3. Hand stuff or butt stuff. 60% of the time, this process works every time for me. I gotta go now because I'm currently charging my vibrator on my computer. I lost the damn computer cord. Toodles, Mr. Nipples.
Mr. Nipples. Nipples.
Doug, we're out of time. Okay, there were more, good. And I can't. It's just the way that it works sometimes. I
all
can't.
Right.
So many good ones.
I'm going to go with a fellow by the name of the Mailer Demon.
Oh, that one was good. I think I'm going to go with Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech. I also wrote down Mailer Demon, though.
I'm going to go Mailer Demon. I got to go Mailer Demon. There was some good material today. Tip of the cap. Mailer Demon, you have won the Hot Shots email of the day. Frank Cusimano is up next with the Hollywood Casino Press Box. This is the Lion's Choice famous roast beef handoff to Frank in the Hollywood Casino. Doug, can you tell us about Design Air and this Doug Vaughn furnace?
Oh, well, yeah, I got the furnace is what's made my house so cool. When it was, I had this done when it was like 100 degrees outside. And I mean, as soon as they got the thing installed, the whole house felt completely differently than what it had. I mean, it was really uncomfortable in the second floor. I bought window air conditioner. I had fans everywhere. I don't need them now. Don't need them now. Now I know it's cooled off a little bit, but when it has been 90 some odd degrees, my second floor is just as cool as cool could be. And that's because of Seth Goldkamp and the wonderful people at Design Air. They took care of me. They can take care of you. If your house isn't comfortable, do yourself a favor and call Design Air and ask for the Doug Vaughn furnace. Here's the number, 314-739-1600. Check him out online at designairservice.com.
There it is. Time for us to shut it down for Brendan Schaefer, for Iggy, for Matthew Whitener, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, for Charlie Marlowe, and Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.